the 3rd of September for you, and that's the information I have for you there. And if I go to the 4th of September, we've got the World Cup qualifying European groups. So we've got Northern Ireland away to Czech Republic. That'd be a very, very tough game for them. But if they can get a draw, that'd be very, very credible for them. And also, we've got Slovakia against England. I think that's going to be a draw because Sam Allardyce, is the New England manager. He didn't make any bold decisions, and I think it'll be a draw there, away to Slovakia. And because the mindset of England won't change and hasn't changed since that dreadful loss to Iceland, which was embarrassing as well. So the Slovakia against England is a 5 o'clock kickoff, by the way, on the 4th of September. And the Czech Republic against Northern Ireland on the same day is at 7:45. And also on League One on the 4th of September, we've got Gillingham at home against Sheffield United. So don't forget, Blades, you're playing away to Gillingham. And it's a 2:15 start on the 4th of September. So let me just see if I've got any more fixtures for you. So on the 5th of September, we've got Wales at home to Moldova. So I hope Wales turn up and win that comfortably. And that's your football for that day. And let me see if there's a Republic and Ireland also play on the 5th as well. So they're the last home to... Republic of Ireland, they play away against Serbia. So that's going to be a very tough game. So those are your fixtures there. Let me just see if I've got any other football that you need to know before I move on to transfer deadline day in the break. And there isn't. So what I'll do is, we've got a couple of minutes left, and what I'll do quickly is just see if there's any other football news other than transfer deadline day that you need to know. And there isn't actually anything else other than that. And there were a few friendlies today, but I shan't bother with that. So we've got about a couple of minutes left. And what I'll do, I'll remind you of the phone numbers. It's 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. And anything to do with transfer deadline day or your team in the Premier League, Championship, League One, League Two, I've just mentioned those teams. If you want to talk about them, then feel free to call in at 11:30. And like I said, there's a lot of transfer deadline news. So what I'll do, I'll mix it up after the break. So in between the calls, I'll update you with the information. And we're going to the break very, very shortly. And it's still very hot here, so I love this weather. And I've just got a message on WhatsApp from brother Sahir Malik, who's listening into the show and is a regular listener to the show. And he says he's enjoying the show and he's looking forward to my updates regarding deadline day. And obviously, I won't be able to do as long as the guys do on TV, but I'll do as best as I can. And thank you for listening to the show. And Jazakallah for your message, brother Sahir Malik, and continue the show. And we're coming up. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته My name is Zaid Haq You're listening to Sports Week on Iman FM on 103.1 FM in Sheffield and in South Yorkshire on the TuneIn radio app and also on imanfm.com and this show is one of the very few shows which is also goes live on air in Nottingham And you can listen to us on Dawn FM, which is on 106.7. So Dawn FM in Nottingham and surrounding areas on 106.7. And if you just joined in, welcome to the show. And those of you being listening attentively since 10 o'clock, we talked about cricket in the first hour. And the first half of this hour, we talked about the football results. And now we're going to talk about the transfer deadline day. And the phone lines are open on 0114-2425-200. The phone lines are open now on 0114-2425-200. And boy, what has been a busy, busy day and quite astonishing transfers that have gone through or are about to go through. And you can call in now and have your say. And I'll repeat the number again. It's 0114-2425-200. So what I'll do, I'll go through the transfers. And as soon as we get any callers, and then obviously the callers take priority, and then we'll go back to them. And I'm sure there will be people calling in. And like I said, there will be calling in. And the biggest stories I've got so far, like I said, it can still change, because as long as they've returned the what is called the you know, the deal sheet before 11 p.m, they can still sign the players after that. So the biggest two signings I've got so far, because this is updated until about 11:30, is David Luiz. Yes, you've heard that name before. He played for Chelsea before. Currently, he was playing for PSG, and now he's re-signed for David Luiz. So this was big news last night. There were rumours that David Luiz was going to attempt to re-sign for Chelsea, and I can confirm that this has happened. So the latest information I've got is that Chelsea have completed the deal to sign Luiz, David Luiz. And the information I've got here is Chelsea have re-signed David Luiz from PSG for a fee believed to be in the region of 30 million. So that, I think that's quite a good deal money-wise for Chelsea re-signing David Luiz, because as you know, he went for a lot more money than that to PSG. But in terms of how he fits into Conte's way of playing, that's another story. So if there's any Chelsea fans listening to the show, I'm sure there's loads of you. I'd like to hear your views on 0114-2425-200. That's 0114-2425-200. And the other big deal that's gone through today is Mamadou Sissoko, who confirms a Spurs deal. So Moussa Sissoko says he's a Spurs player now. So the French international, Sissoko, and let me see if we've got any callers on the line, because I know the lines are very, very busy, and I know you are trying to get through, but keep trying, and we'll get you live on air. So the number is 0114-2425-200. And I'm getting a lot of messages that you are trying to call in. The lines are busy, but keep trying and we'll get you on air as well. And apologies if you can't get through, but as you know, it's a live show. So the lines are very, very busy, and we'll try to get you on air ASAP. So please call again, and we'll get you live on air now. So like I said, the phone lines are open, and you can call in and have your say on transfer deadline day. So while we wait for our listeners to try to call in, then I'll just mention completely Sissoko story. So the French international has signed on a 5-year deal to Spurs. The London club emerged as favourites to sign the midfielder from Newcastle for 30 million after Everton withdrew their interest, which is quite strange, because it looked favourite that he would be going to them. Like I said, that's quite a surprising deal. And like I said, it's a surprising deal because most of the evening it looked that Everton were favourites to get him online. So I'm not too sure what's happened there. And like I said, you know, it's a developing story. So I'm reading different things. And like I said, I am waiting for your phone call. So anyone wanting to call in, you can call in as well. So sorry if I'm going from one place to another. As you can imagine, when you're reading so many things at the same time, and it's like I'm there in the studio doing all the deals. And I believe we've got a caller on the line. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, that sounds like Steve Hutchins.